Welcome to the UGA BCM Podcast, a part of the Baptist Collegiate Ministries located on campus at the University of Georgia. For more information about us or to learn how to get involved, follow us on Instagram at UGABCM and find us online at UGABCM.org. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
Hey everyone, this is Jerry Johnson with the UGA BCM podcast. We are so grateful that you came and joined us today. Along with me is...
I'm Tommy Fountain, and again, it's so exciting to be here today because we have the awesome privilege of interviewing Wendy Cloud today. And we've interviewed incoming students, we've interviewed students who are a part of our ministry, we've interviewed alumni, professors, pastors, and today we get to interview probably the most important of anybody that we're interviewing, and that is a mom of a couple of past students and also a current student. So, Wendy, thank you so much for being with us today.
So, Wendy, tell us a little bit about yourself, how many kids you have and who you're married to and a little bit of that.
I'm married to David Cloud. We've been married for almost 30 years. I have five children. My oldest one is 24, next one's 22, 20, 18, and 13. Wow. I am a nurse by trade, but I have been mainly helping my husband these last 10 years that we've been here. We used to live in Brazil, and then we moved here, and I worked for a few years, and then I was homeschooling our two youngest ones at the time. And then my youngest one's going to go back to school, and then the other ones are in college at UGA and UNG and all the colleges around.
Right. That's awesome. And y'all are at a whole Baptist church.
Yes, sir.
Right? Your husband's on staff there. So three of your students have come through UGA.
Yes,
and tell us about your kids a little bit more.
Well, my oldest one, she...
Michaela.
She originally was introduced to BCM at UNG. And she was, she got to know, I think it was Mike Ricks at that time was the one that was over there. And so she got to really enjoy it and got involved. And at the same time she was doing that, my other daughter, who was doing dual enrollment, was going to UNG also. And so they both got involved at BCM. And then when she moved over to UGA, they kind of connected. They were still going to UNG, but they kind of connected with the BCM in the evenings. Mm-hmm. And so when they transferred over to UGA, they were really involved. And my son then came along, and he did UNG a little bit, but then he came to UGA, and they just got involved. And it's encouraging to me to see them involved because you get a little worried when you get onto a public campus or a state school.
Right.
They've been raised in a Christian school and a Christian home. But Dave and I both felt like it was a good ministry opportunity for them. Since they've been trained, they have the knowledge, they have the skills that they can actually minister and use their gifts and talents.
It's so awesome when students awesome. Come off to college and they really do have that mindset of, okay, where can I serve the best? Where can I serve Christ the best? Right. Advance his kingdom.
So Michaela and Mariah graduated from UGA and came through the BCM, right?
Yeah, actually, Mariah graduated from Augusta University.
That's right.
But
it was here,
she
right?
had, Augusta University has a contract with UGA.
Right, right.
Because the UGA don't have a nursing program.
Right, right.
And so she went to Augusta University, but she had all the privileges and stuff that a UGA student has here. So she went to the UGA BCM because she lived in Athens and went there.
Right. That's right.
And we have students every Tuesday night at our gathering mm-hmm. that are from Athens Tech
yes.
and the school, the medical colleges here in town, mm-hmm. plus UNG, Oconee, mm-hmm. and any other school that's in town, they're college age.
Right. And even one of our exec members, one of our vice presidents right now, she is doing the same thing Mariah did. She's at the nursing school,
right.
Augusta, here at UGA, here in Athens. So it's awesome. And then Gabriel is here right now.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
He's engineering major. I asked him what year he was. He said, I don't know. I guess he's got three more semesters left. So I guess you call him a second year junior. I'm not sure.
And it's interesting. All three of these students came through Send Me Now Missions as well, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And just this summer,
yes,
Gabe was serving in Augusta as a Send Me Now summer missionary.
He was excited about it. He was supposed to go to Brazil.
Right.
And then that got canceled because of COVID, and then he was supposed to go to Alaska for a month, then that got canceled. But he still ended up going to Augusta, and he said he really enjoyed it. And that was his first year for Semi now.
That's awesome.
Because last year he went to work at a camp.
Right.
And so he was praying about it, and he said, I'm going to put this in front of the Lord. If the Lord wants me to go to Brazil and do Semi now, I'll wait to see if he opens it up. If he doesn't, then he'll go back and work at Lookup Lodge. But he opened it up. So.
That's awesome. And I know Mariah was actually going to be on my team to go to Guatemala. We had a really awesome medical missions trip planned, and COVID hit. But I guess the good thing is she's now started working as a nurse, right?
Yeah, she passed her boards, and now she's working at Athens Piedmont, is what it's called.
Right.
She was really disappointed when the trip fell through, but she and she was hoping to go to Brazil still on the other back end of that, but Brazil closed, but the good thing is she has got a job and she's working.
That's
getting
right
used to night shift, so
and eventually eventually at some point all this COVID stuff, you know, we're praying it'll settle down and those opportunities will open back up. And I know with Mariah being a nurse, she'll have a lot of opportunities for medical mission stuff in the future. I may be calling her again at some point. Hey, here's another trip. Let's do this. So absolutely. So as far as you have had three students come through the BCM, or one currently here. What's some advice that you would give to I guess parents to begin with about just the BCM and their students being a part of it and here at UGA and so forth?
I would encourage parents to encourage their child to be a part of it. My children are different in, like, Michaela, she was always outgoing. She never met a stranger. She would go, and she wouldn't bother a bit. Mariah was more reserved, and she was kind of not sure she wanted to do it, but she saw her big sister do it, so she merged into it. And so I think it's good for kids, either or, the ones that are trying to look for a place that they can kind of just hang out or have a group that they can kind of do things with. And especially on the campus at UGA, there's a lot of other places that could be that you really don't want your child.
Right.
But the BCM offers a lot to all those students, even the ones, like, my kids don't stay in the dorm. They live at home for us, keep amount of debt and stuff down for school. But they're always gone either to the BCM or to, like, Gabe got a band practice. Michaela had, you know, this and that. And I said, where are you going tonight? Dog packs. And so they had their whole list of things that they were doing. And I was thinking, if I was a parent and my kids went off to college, I'd feel better that they were involved in something like that, especially with a dog pack, knowing that they're getting, you know, studying God's word together, and they're actually in doing this whole college thing together. And
so students, all three of your students are leaders in the BCM and very active and a lot of time. Now, how are they doing? Are they passing UGA? I know some parents think, I don't want my child to go away and just get too involved with extracurricular activities. But my response in history has been students who have been leaders and active in the BCM, actually, it promotes the priorities of their life and helps them to do better.
Right. There's an issue with my daughter, Mariah. She's in nursing school, and nursing school is very difficult. And they tell you from the very beginning of orientation, you can't work, you can't do anything else. You just need to focus on nursing school. Well, Mariah has a heart for missions, and her heart was more on that than it was on her schooling. And we kept telling her, we know you love missions. We know you want to do this BCM, UGA, but make sure your college, make sure it doesn't hurt, because you feel like the Lord's called you to do nursing and medical. You have to get through that. You have to complete that task before you keep moving on and going, you know, down to Brazil and all that. But it has helped as far as building leadership skills. And like you said, the ones that are involved, they prioritize, learn to prioritize their time.
It's all part of growing up, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, man, you want them around other students and campus ministers and others who are going to encourage them both academically, socially, spiritually, physically, eating right. I mean, you know, you've got another several sets of folks who love them and pouring into them to help them grow in their lives.
Right. Well, and you know, I was a high school teacher and coach for 11 years before I went into full time ministry, and there's no question that the more structure that a student has at the high school level, and then especially when they get off to college, the more structure they have, the better it helps them to just kind of unpack their life in an organized way,
right,
and to be successful in those different things. And,
right,
and whether that's a kid in high school being in the band or playing sports or whatever,
right,
or a kid at the University of Georgia, you know, having something that they're a part of,
right,
that they can identify with, connect with, and to help create some structure in their life, that's always a positive thing. So absolutely.
So Wendy, what's one of the good things about being a parent of students at the University of Georgia? It's pretty cool being a UGA mom.
Oh, yeah.
And so what's something good about that?
One good thing about it for me is it's close by.
Yeah.
And so I see my kids every day. Well, most every day. When school's in session, it depends on what's going on. Like on Tuesdays, a lot of times I don't see them till the next day. But it's encouraging to me because I also see my kids involved, not just at the BCM here at UGA, but also other churches.
That's good.
Michaela got her connection from Mike Rick, and that's how she started being an intern at Briarwood, and then Gabe also went to Briarwood to play the band. And so it's not just UGA BCM that is there, it's the fact that they're actually going out to the community, they're going out to other areas of what we call it, ministry wise. And but as far as being a parent of UGA, I have loved it so far. My kids get involved in football. They get involved in all those different areas. But I guess for me, the biggest thing is that I feel like they are being a shining light, mm-hmm, through the BCM on the campus at UGA.
That's cool.
That's good. So I guess I'll ask the other side of that question. Mm-hmm. What's the hardest part of being a parent with a student at UGA, or maybe just a student in college in general?
I guess the hardest part, I have to remember they're a college student.
Right.
They are not a high school student. They don't have to be in bed by 10 o'clock. I have a couple of them that study better at night than they do in the morning. And that's because they live at home. But I've always told them, I said, you're in college, as long as I know where you're at within a general idea, I'm fine with that. Well, let me know if you're going to be late getting home or if you're going to be off somewhere. So we've had an understanding that way. So I've tried to... When Michaela first started off, I was like, where are you? What are you doing? Mom, I'm in college. I said, okay.
Yeah.
But
it's a struggle for all of us as parents.
Right.
You know, to let them go, but not let them go too much. And,
right,
you know,
right,
you're still their mom. And
right.
So,
right,
yeah, it's negotiating.
That may be one of those areas where Michaela, being the oldest, looks back and goes, Mom, you didn't do that with me. You're letting Gabe and you let Mariah a little more freedom,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So... having your kids' experience, what advice would you give to incoming students about negotiating, particularly maybe in the area of negotiating a kind of an adult, mm-hmm, college relationship? For most parents, this is a new thing. They've never had a college student, or even those,
right,
every kid is different. What advice would you give to the students who are coming in negotiating this new relationship and greater freedom with their parents?
I think the best advice is for them to be upfront with their parents, let them know what actually they're doing and what's going on, how they're able to interact with BCM, how they're able to interact with other people. And I think the biggest thing kids need to let their parents know is that it's not affecting it. Some parents think, okay, they're involved in all this. Are they getting enough study time? Are they, you know, are their grades dropping? Because as a college student, parents don't know the grades. They're not allowed to know the grades. You have to get the information from your child.
Right.
And so if I would just say, you know, be upfront with your parents and let them, you know, even share with them about different activities you're involved in, or like this podcast. If they said, Mom, listen to this podcast, you hear about what's going on there on the campus. And, like, I have another student coming up. She just graduated from high school, and she's going to UNG, but she's planning to come to BCM here on Tuesday nights with another friend that's actually a UGA student.
That's cool.
And I was talking to the girl's parent, her mom,
yeah,
and she's seen how our kids have gone through the BCM, and she's real excited that she's going to be a part of it. And, I would just tell them to be upfront with their parents, let them know exactly what they're doing and how it's making it an easier transition for them.
Sometimes our children, adult children even, don't consider the feelings that we're going through,
mm-hmm,
about we're kind of losing this stage of our life. And so,
right,
y'all are too. This is a great adventure. We raised,
right,
you up for this. But, you know, I want to tell students oftentimes, consider your parents as right. human beings,
right?
And
right.
worry a little bit about their feelings. You can't right. take all responsibility for that, but you do right. need to keep them informed, as one day you're going to want to be informed right. when you're the parent of a college
right.
student.
When my kids would do certain things, they would tell me. A couple of them would get frustrated with me because they asked me questions.
Sure.
And I said, Mom, I already answered that question right, or something right, to that right. effect. But the fact that they communicated with me what they were doing and what their goals were, it was easier for me to transition
yeah.
into that role. Mm-hmm.
So I want to shift this, if I can, for just a second, because I think it's really awesome, some of the conversations Michaela and Mariah and I had. You guys were in Brazil for a while, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us just a little bit about that, what you guys did there?
We moved down there in 2003. The kids were younger. At that time, Mackenzie, who was the youngest, was 18 months.
Okay.
And so we first moved to the frontier, which is...
To serve as missionaries.
Yes, sir. Missionaries down there. We actually were trying to learn the language, and we lived in the frontier for about 2 years. And it was more of a very rural pioneer outhouse, plumbing type thing.
Right.
And it was a...
So there are places in the world that truly still have frontiers,
yeah,
like we did in the old days.
We were actually at one of the few houses that had indoor plumbing, but most of the houses around there, because dirt road type
right.
thing. But it was a very... I won't say a hard 2 years, but also was a good learning how to adapt to that kind of thing, you know, doing homeschooling to the kids and all that. Then we moved to Manaus. We were there for about 4 years, and the kids were older. They actually had a mission school. And but I think during those times is, and I did not realize this till later on, how much it, I guess, meant to my kids, especially my daughter Mariah. She always refers back to when we lived in Brazil, and I think she was five or seven. I can't remember how old she was when we moved there. But she would tell me, she goes, Mom, I watched you and Dad and what you did. I want to do the same thing.
That's awesome.
And so when we moved back to Manaus, which we were there for about 4 years, it was a little bit different, but we did have some communities that were kind of like the community that we worked in Acre. And so I feel like those 6.5 years actually – it gave our kids, showed them what ministry was,
right.
and I think it actually instilled in them, because most of them want to go back and do some kind of ministry work.
That's awesome. So, you know, it's neat to hear you say that, because, you know, for people that are listening today, one of the cool things about BCM is that there are so many opportunities for students to serve in missions and get an opportunity to get their feet on the ground in places they may not have otherwise have gotten them. And I've learned, even having, you know, at Beach Haven, I did college and missions mm-hmm. and students. And just through that time as a missions pastor there, there's no question that, man, when you see especially college students, it seems like, and even teenagers, that's such a formative age where that when they experience that on the mission field, it just changes their outlook.
Yeah.
You know, it really does. And so even for me, having come from the local church to the BCM, I told Joe Graham, I said, you know, for me, one of the things that was kind of like, okay, this is a yes,
mm-hmm.
Was the fact that I have a passion for college ministry and I have a passion for missions. And there's not very many places where those things can combine better than they do right here.
Exactly.
And your kids, we're even seeing it lived out in their lives. As right. you know, obviously they learned that at an early age, having been in Brazil. But then even now, seeing them just be so vital to what we're doing from a mission standpoint here is exciting.
I kind of feel sorry for many students who have graduated and then they were so on that, you know, career path, and they just don't enjoy and experience their college opportunities the way that they could.
Right.
Your kids have pretty much, you know, seen about those opportunities and right. and have accepted those opportunities. But some students choose, well, I need to get to my career,
right.
and they miss the opportunity. One of the few times in their life, it becomes really easy for them to go and do right. missions.
When they first came to BCM and we found out about Seminow, my kids were excited. Because right. when we were raised and we went to the field, we had to raise all our support, raise all your money to go on a mission trip.
Right.
When they first came home and told me about Seminow, I said, well, how much money is that? How much are we going to have to raise for you to be able to do this? And they said, Nothing.
No, we've already raised that money through.
I said, what? She said, we already have fundraisers like Ride for Christ and some other ones that actually covers it. I said, that's awesome. Yeah. I said, you can still go to these certain areas? Yeah. And so that was just like a I don't know what you want to call it, but it was like, this is perfect.
This past year, the UGA BCM raised over $20,000 to put it together with all the other BCMs in the state. To send out, you know, I think 100 students.
I think especially as a college kid, that means a lot.
Yeah.
Because when you're in college, you're trying to pay your, pay your school bill and stuff. And you don't usually have a lot of money to put toward a trip. And the fact that you can do that, even though you don't have the money to put out $2,000 or $3,000 to go down to Brazil or wherever, the fact that you have that opportunity presented to you is really...
Right.
I think that's what sold my kids on BCM.
You're already doing this with other parents talking to this friend of your daughter's. Mm-hmm. But what are some do's and don'ts that you would say to parents who might be listening to this podcast, both to parents and to students? What are some do's and don'ts as they come off to college?
Oh goodness, that's a hard one.
To another mom, what would you say? What are some do's?
Just say allow them to adapt to the college life. Don't, especially if they're living at home, make sure that you give them some freedom. Give them some freedom like they were if they were at college. But I would also say encourage them to be involved. I know Michaela or someone said this year that they might be going, the Tuesday night thing, or was it
gathering
that they might have to go to two different sessions?
That's right.
And I said, well, that actually might be better for some people who have other things going on. They can go to one or the other. Just because you can't make the 8 o'clock one, doesn't mean you're totally out of it,
right?
But far as don'ts, that one's hard. I don't.
Some moms, are extreme. I mean, some are just helicoptering and bulldozing and trying to do everything for their kids.
Right.
What's the problem with that?
They need to grow up. The kids need to get the experience life. Sometimes we don't want our kids to experience certain things, but we know that they need to be able to grow and learn from their own mistakes. Or especially as a mom, a helicopter mom, if you want to call them that, you want to be there before your kids, before they make that mistake. You say, don't make that mistake. But we have to, as parents, have to realize some of our kids are stubborn enough. They have to make that mistake. Before.
And they may be smart enough to not just go completely diving over the bridge head first. They may, just jump.
let them. I mean, when I've talked to my kids, I would say something. I would say, or even David would say, well, no, that's a good idea, but it's your choice. You have to make the ultimate decision.
I'm sorry, I just jumped in there. I was just sitting here listening to you talk, and I think one of the things that, again, is kind of cool about the BCM, I'm not trying to do a sales pitch, but I mean, it sticks out, is the fact that if your students are involved in a place like this, it should give some comfort in the fact that that you can give them, it would seem that you could give them even a little bit more freedom because you know that they are being surrounded by not only other believers within their peer group, but, me and Jerry and our interns and others who can speak truth in their life as well.
Exactly.
And so, man, what an awesome opportunity.
And sometimes we have small group Bible studies, dog pack moms or dads. They're really, really take care of freshmen, particularly show them the ropes, what to take. And then the other extreme from the helicopter is the parents who just abdicate all parental responsibility.
Right.
I mean, it's still, you're a college student, you're an adult, you're over 18, all those things. But moms, dads, don't just, say, well, I sold my wild oats in college. I guess you're going to have to go do your C in 4 years, and hopefully you're still somewhat of a Christian by then.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's just, I literally just abdicate any responsibility, and I think it's important to speak to them in a different way, but to speak to them.
I think another important thing a parent can do is let your children know you're praying for them.
Absolutely. That's good.
A lot of times we as parents don't have the solution, but we want them to know that we're there for them and that we're praying for them.
That's good.
And any parent can do that, even if your kids are away at college or they're there at home. It's just a thing that we have around our household, and it's something that we are really firmly believe in, is prayer is the most powerful thing you can do for your kids.
You already said, students, talk to your parents. Parents listen to your children and be there to talk about even the hardest things. Because sometimes it's awkward to talk about awkward things to students.
And sometimes they don't always try. I mean, we're not perfect. We might have a discussion and one will get mad at the other for whatever the discussion was. But in the long run, when you look at when you go back and look at it, it works itself out, I guess is what I want to say.
One of the things that killed me, having a student here at the University of Georgia, when he came off to college, you know, we had poured into him good biblical solid wisdom, the best we understood it. It wasn't always right, but we did our best. Right. And then he would have these conversations and say, you know, Dad, I just had this great conversation with Franklin or Nathan, and they told me this. That was just the right things. And my wife and I were looking at each other and says, how many times have we told you that, Daniel? But now it's wisdom. Now it's smart.
Exactly. Somebody else says
somebody
it.
Somebody else says it. Now the expert. Well, Franklin or Nathan.
When I was growing up, I was kind of that way. My parents would say something, but it didn't really click with me till I heard it from somebody else that I had a relationship with, as far as in ministry somewhere. And I think kids are that way. I think they hear it all the time, but I think it helps them hear it from somebody else to say, oh, my parents are not too wild, wacky. You know, it's the truth. You have to have someone kind of verify it because you've been around them forever and they just think we're being mom. We're not being, you know, someone who actually cares or something to that effect.
Right.
But yeah,
that's
we've
good.
Heard plenty of those.
That's very good. So, well, listen, I want to thank you so much for being a part of this today. And it's been a privilege to get to know your children, the three that I've gotten to know up to this point. And so much looking forward to getting to know your, I guess, fourth child.
Yes.
And your daughter, what's her name again?
Mackenzie,
that's right. And so we're looking forward to that as well. And again, for you guys that are listening out there, if you're a parent and you've got students coming to UGA, we want to be here for you. Support what you've done to raise your child, and also just to come alongside you in that.
And then if you're coming in as a student, don't miss the resources that older students here at the University of Georgia, Tommy and myself and our interns, want to pour into your life. I mean, it's you're not going to get a better opportunity than right now to really have others' wisdom, the biblical body of Christ surrounding you. Don't miss this opportunity. Nobody's going to come and take you to raise, but we are here as great resources.
Absolutely. And also just want to say thank you and Whole Baptist Church on your guys' support of what we do. We know you guys have been there for us and so many times in the past to help out. And then, of course, you know, your children serving there at Briarwood and the things that they've done as well for us. And so, again, thank you for coming today. And I guess this is where we sign off. And the way we do it around here is with a Go Dawgs. Okay. And so thank you guys for listening today. Make sure you check out our this is it, isn't it? This is it. Because, this is it, guys.
But in the notes.
For the summer, this is it.
Yeah. In the notes, you'll find the contact information for Tommy and myself. And if there's anything we could do to help your transition as you come, if you have any needs, contact us. And again, Wendy, we thank you. Go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs.
Thanks for listening to the summer series of the UGA BCM podcast. We're excited to welcome back our fellow dogs in just a matter of days. Make plans to join us at 7 or 8:30 p.m. on Tuesday, August 24th for our first gathering of the semester at our building located at 450 South Lumpkin Street. Be sure to stay in the loop with other welcome events by following us on Instagram at UGA BCM. We'll catch you guys in a few weeks. Go Dawgs!